There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, 855-993-7569. All right, in keeping with, you know, somebody asked me about one of the movies I'd seen, and I said I thought it was the perfect summer bubblegum movie. And they thought that was kind of a, you know, meaning it was meaningless, kind of sugary, silly, was not going to last for very long. So I thought, you know, it's and there are a lot of those movies around in the summertime, that somehow the idea being that if you're going to put out a serious movie, you put it out in the either the fall or more likely the winter. And the reason being, I don't know, that people are going to be more serious in the winter. I think that's true, though. I think that people kind of huddle down more. I think we have more serious thoughts. I think maybe it's just left over from the fact that we go to school and are let free in the summer. But don't you think the summer seems a more carefree time?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because the weather's nicer. And
yeah, we can be outside.
People are, you know, that whole time during the winter, you know, especially if you're living in the northern part of the country where it gets cold, you're kind of chomping at the bit for you know, spring and summer to come around. And then when it finally does, you're like, oh, you know, here we go. And then it kind of becomes kind of that, I guess for lack of a better term, careless and fancy free kind of.
Yeah, mentality. I think it is more carefree. The idea being that I suppose as human beings, we have longer days in the summer. And that human beings atavistically are not as happy in the dark. But so I think we're more serious, that the idea being, for whatever reason, that summertime seems more frivolous, and the movies certainly reflect that. Hollywood certainly reflects it, in that they have silly movies that come out, and they're called quite often tentpole movies that come out for the summer, where it used to be that they all came out on either 4th of July weekend or Memorial Day weekend. They now, Hollywood's gotten smarter in realizing if you put out 5 movies at the same time, only one of them is going to be number one, so they tend to stagger them a bit more, which is much better for the ticket-buying public. But the idea being, so I decided, since it's so hot, that I would follow suit, and rather than doing incredibly serious things today, that we would, and part of it was, I think yesterday was the introduction of, was it yesterday or the day before? Anyway, it's this week, was the introduction of Bugs Bunny to the world. So I thought, all right, we talk about your favorite cartoon character. Do you have a favorite, Manny?
I'm not sure I have a favorite. I do have a handful that I guess you could say were my favorites, but I don't have one in particular.
All right, what's your handful? That means, I guess, no more than 4 or 5.
Well, Bugs Bunny was certainly one. Darkwing Duck was one. I don't know if you remember Darkwing Duck. It was probably 25 years ago.
Darkwing Duck?
Yeah,
no,
it was
related
a spin-off.
To Donald, I guess.
Well, it was a spinoff of, I don't know if you remember the cartoon DuckTales.
Yep.
It was Darkwing Duck was a spinoff of that. And, gosh, I must have been third grade, I think, when it was out, early 90s. So that was always one of my favorites.
Well, and I suppose, you know, we left it broadly. I mean, in theory, for example, little girls like Ariel, the Little Mermaid,
yeah,
and Pocahontas.
Yeah.
In terms of the Warner Brothers, I'm trying to think, or Disney. You know, I kind of like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I mean, Snow White. I probably if I had to pick one, I'd pick the Seven Dwarfs, which I know is not quite. and although the one I always forget is Doc, and I love Sneezy and Droopy. I guess, was there a Droopy?
I think there was a Droopy. Yeah.
Yeah, there was certainly a Sneezy, and there was always a Doc. So yeah, I liked them. And I, for some reason, even though incredibly irritating, I kind of like the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Because he was just so irritating. I think that's, yeah, what all of us wanted to be was just that irritating kind of beep-beep who could go through walls.
I remember thinking as a kid, too, why wouldn't Wile E. Coyote just give it up? You know, like,
well,
that
why
was always...
wouldn't Elmer Fudd just give it up? I
right,
mean,
right.
The idea is these guys just are, I mean, I think in order to be a Bugs Bunny, you need an Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Right?
Tom and Jerry. I always liked Tom and Jerry, too.
You know who I really did love, though? It was Dumbo.
Oh, yeah?
And when he flies, you know, with the magic feather with his ears. Yeah. Okay, let's see. So you can see, I mean, if we talk about cartoons, and I suppose in theory we could include comic books, except that we did superheroes a while ago. I suppose, and we could do superheroes again at the end of the summer when Fantastic Four comes out. But for right now, we're just talking about cartoons because it was Bugs Bunny's inaugural day. And Manny was absolutely right that Mickey Mouse was much a precursor. He was introduced in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see what people said their favorite cartoon character was.
Robert says Bugs Bunny and or Wile E. Coyote. And
there you go.
In parentheses, he puts super genius.
See, you folks, look, Manny didn't put up why on this one, but the questions that we put up on Facebook are always why. So tell us why you like that particular character. What about that character spoke to you?
Chris and Brian also said Bugs Bunny. Susie says Tweety Bird.
Yep. I liked Suffering Succotash, too. That was Sylvester the Cat.
Yeah.
With in Tweety Bird. Suffering Succotash.
Matt. This is funny because I don't really think about...
Well,
I don't think about current... You know, I didn't think about, like, current cartoon characters, but Matt says Stuart Gilligan Griffin. Stewie Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh, see, you guys know television. See, when it comes to television, I'm hopeless, but okay.
Cynthia says Daffy Duck.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody with a lisp, I think, is kind of appealing as a cartoon figure.
Carrie says Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, yeah, those are true. Was there ever an animation of those? I know they're in the newspaper.
I'm not sure.
I don't think there was, or at least to my knowledge. They're certainly not on the same level of Bugs Bunny or the Roadrunner or something of that sort. But they're much smarter, much kind of edgier, I think, in some ways. Folks, from now on, anything we put up, Manny, you have to remember to put up why, because I'd love to know why people made these choices. All right, keep going.
Petra says Speedy Gonzalez because I'm Mexican. It was nice to have someone like me on a cartoon.
True, true.
Bethany says Mighty Mouse. He could fly and help people.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse. Yeah. See, the nice thing about these is that they're so evocative. You sort of remember characters that you thought you'd forgotten.
Antonio says that is a tough question, and just as people, I don't believe you can have a favorite, because each is unique in their own way.
He's not going to give us anything.
George says... Well,
you could have done what Manny does, which is just have a number.
Yeah, just have a handful.
Yeah, yeah.
Bart Simpson is one of my favorites, too, by the way.
There you go. Duh.
George says the Brain from Pinky and the Brain or Stewie Griffin. Pinky and the Brain, I remember them.
What's Pinky and the Brain? You'll have to explain Pinky and the Brain to me.
They were a spinoff of the Animaniacs back in like the mid-90s.
Nobody said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles either.
That's right. I forgot about them.
Yeah, see? The nice thing about bringing up... There's a whole world. There's a whole population. You know, I wonder if we listed all the cartoon characters that ever existed, it'd probably be in the hundreds. Maybe, I mean, I don't know that we could get to 1,000, but...
Right.
All right, folks, if you have something that's not cartoonish, but you would like some animation added to it, bad pun, 855-993-7569, give me a holler, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, if there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. You know, something just occurred to me, and we should put on Facebook. I have a friend who just got engaged, and they don't have a lot of money, and she wants a ring, which is certainly understandable, and they're not going to go the traditional, you know, big fancy diamond. And I said, well, you know, we could go down to the diamond district, and you can buy something wholesale. And they said, oh no, we're going to go on Amazon or eBay. I thought, wow. So just for fun, this morning I sort of went to engagement rings on eBay. The first one that popped up was a $100,000 ring. It was a huge diamond with baguettes and platinum. And supposedly it cost $252,000 to begin with, so you're getting it 20% off. But my first thought was, who would buy a $200,000 ring online, number one? But more importantly, who would sell a $200,000 ring? I mean, presumably it was your ring, although it did say you could choose your size, so maybe they're just, you know, they're selling off diamond rings. I don't know. The whole thing just seems a little... I thought we should put up what's the most outrageous or interesting thing that you've ever either bought or sold online. Don't you think? I mean, would you have ever thought you could buy a $200,000 engagement ring online? Although it would never occur to me to even think about doing that. But I guess you could buy anything online. At any rate. Alrighty. Should we go back to cartoons?
Sure.
That almost seems to be a cartoon thing. Have you ever bought anything really expensive online?
No.
I know a lot of people who do basically all, you know, they buy everything online. And well, I know people who shop for houses online. They haven't actually bought them online, I guess, technically. They go and look at the house. But I don't know. I'm still a little bit... I've bought things sight unseen. I did some work for an art gallery, and I bought a piece of art that they just described. And, I've never regretted it. It was wonderful, but it was a little iffy to buy it sight unseen. But it turned out fine. And I suppose it wasn't that big a gamble because I could have taken it. If I didn't like it, they said I could return it, but still. And it was part of how they paid me. I did some work for them, and that was how they paid me. But... And after I got it, I sort of did all this research on it. But it's really a wonderful thing. But it did occur to me in retrospect it was a little chancy. Okay, let's go back to cartoons.
We continue on with Rebecca. Rebecca says Elmira from Steven Spielberg's Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons, Elmira. Do you remember? I don't even know. I don't remember that at all.
Sounds familiar. I feel like I should know.
I remember Tim Burton. And Nightmare Before Christmas, that was pretty cool. And those were cartoons as well.
I think I know what she's talking about, but I need to Google searching. But I think it sounds very familiar.
Well, you guys
I feel like it was right around the time when I was a kid.
you guys always come, except I really, from now on, anything like this, we have to put up why, because I'd love to know why. I mean, the name Elmira sort of speaks to one, but still, it would be nice to know a little bit more. Keep going.
Tracy says Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I always liked the chicken hawk that he used to.
Yeah, I was thinking, I like the accent. Yeah.
Ava says the Roadrunner. Beep, beep.
Yeah. That impishness part, I think, of all of us, of being able to do outrageous things.
Richard says Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Francis says Betty Boop.
We forgot Betty Boop. Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah.
Genevieve says Donald Duck. You get to bring him to the bathtub.
And Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And they wore no pants, any of them. And Uncle Scrooge? I kind of liked Uncle Scrooge for some reason. Maybe it was the glasses, or that he was cranky all the time and got away with it. But he was cranky all the time because he had money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have money, you can be cranky.
He had the big room where he had the diving board, and he could just dive into his...
his money.
All of his money, yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorites as a kid.
Yeah, I liked Donald Duck as well for some reason. Although I really love Goofy and Pluto. I'm still upset about Pluto the planet. I think in my lifetime it will be restored somehow. I have faith. Probably not going to happen, is it?
Patricia and Maureen both say Bugs Bunny. Diane says Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird was pretty cute. I'm trying to think about why Bugs Bunny, because that's been the most votes of why Bugs Bunny. I mean, the Roadrunner I can get, because Roadrunner is the kind of irritating person we'd all like to be. We get to make noises. We get to run away. We get to go through walls where other people are going to get smacked. I mean, we get to sort of go off cliffs and not be hurt. I mean, it's kind of the naughty, you know, that's our id, I think, to a certain extent. But Bugs Bunny, I'm trying to think. Bugs Bunny, I suppose, has still some of that characteristic of being naughty and getting away with things and really completely bedeviling poor Elmer, who is literally loaded for bear, or at least loaded for bunny, loaded for Brer. Get it? Loaded for Brer, rabbit, never mind. Okay. Keep going.
Marie says Casper the Friendly Ghost was my and my favorite cartoon character. It was
I forgot about Casper.
Dana says Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo, yeah. Jim Backus was the voice of Mr. Magoo, I think.
Kathy says all the Peanuts characters: Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucky Van Pelt, etc.
They're, you know, there's
Lucy Van Pelt. Sorry.
Yeah, there's getting to be a Peanuts movie. And I was at screening last night for Mission Impossible, and in the lobby of the movie theater, which is one of those movie palaces, they have a couch, and on one end is Charlie Brown, and the other end is Woodstock, the bird, and then a person was sitting in between using their cell phone, and it was such a cute picture. So Charlie Brown, I think it's coming out in December. I think it's a Christmas movie, but the Charlie Brown, I think that'll be the first Charlie Brown movie ever, right? Because they've had the cartoons on television forever.
Yeah.
But I think it's the first real movie. And we'll do huge business, I'm sure. I just hope they do a good job of it. But I have the sense that they probably will.
And, of course, Mr. Schultz, who created that whole Peanuts universe.
Charles Schultz.
Yep, Mr. Schultz. He's a Minnesota native, so I have to
there you go.
Plug in some love for my
I remember one of the first things that that I can remember reading epistemologically was the Gospel According to Peanuts. Did you ever see that?
Mm-mm.
It's apparently Charles Schultz. Mm. I don't... He's clearly religious. I don't remember if his father was a minister or something. But it's a really interesting thing, the Gospel According to Peanuts. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, health, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Phil, before I continue, I have gone through a lot of therapy, and while I was doing that, I did a lot of soul-searching, inspirational writings. I was encouraged to write a book. With
by whom?
My therapist.
Okay.
Which I have done and have incorporated my writings into my life story.
Okay.
And I'm at a point where I can't find much on the market and today other than Codependent No More, which goes back way, way, way when. And I want to know how I go about publishing a book of this nature.
Well, I think you're sort of on the right track of understanding that a publisher who's published similar things might be interested. I mean, the tricky thing is, do you want a publisher who's published something similar but something that yours is from which yours is a departure?
Mine is rather unique, I believe.
Okay. So one of the possibilities, I mean, there are a couple of ways of getting a book published. In the old days, there's it's called Over the Transom, which means you would just go through a list of books that were similar to yours, find a publisher that does similar kinds of books, but and make an argument that yours fits into their particular niche, but they don't have anything that specifically focuses on what your book focuses on. And there are books that get published that way. It's not the most usual way of getting books published, but it is possible. That's number one. Number two is to find an agent, and again, by finding books that have similar topics, and you read the acknowledgments, and the agent is almost always listed. And you get in touch with that agent. But again, the tricky part is that you want to find someone who has that kind of sort of stable of writers, but something that you can make the argument that yours is different, because it doesn't do any good to say, well, you published this one, and mine's just like theirs, because then the authors, unless, as you say, they're out of print or something of that sort. And in the past, that was the classic way of getting a book published. There's now, with the internet, there's also self-publishing, which means that you can sort of publish your own book and see if people want to either buy it as a newsletter, or that you can get it on MySpace or whatever, so you can kind of create a buzz. Because, as I'm sure you're aware, the publishing industry, like many industries these days, is really not in terrific shape. But those are the two are the classic ways of getting something done. The third is kind of the new way of doing it. And there are people who specifically focus on internet publishing, although it's a relatively new field, not because the internet's new, but because people traditionally tend to want a book in their hands. But I think those are the ways that you get something done. The way to send an approach to either a publisher or an agent is to sort of do a one-page statement that says, I've done the research, this is the kind of book that mine is. There does not seem to be anything, these are the books that are similar, and this is the publisher that did them, but mine is different because of this. Because to get a book published, in general, you have to point out who's the audience for this? Who's going to buy this book?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you sort of do the, here's what's been done in the past, this is why mine is different, here's the publisher who's done it, or here's the agent who's done it. Because if you can make an argument, there's a market for my book, I mean, that's how books get published, basically.
You don't think I could just go right to a proposal? I'd have to do a query first?
Well, I mean, I think you can, but then you're asking someone else to do the research, and if they're not willing to do it, I think, that it doesn't take that long to do it. This is your book. You want to make the argument. I mean, you're marketing your own
proposal.
Book. Pardon? Well, I think a proposal is fine, but again, the deal about a publisher is it's the publishing industry. It's a business. They don't publish it. The idea of publishing a book because it's an interesting book. I don't know if it ever existed, but it certainly doesn't exist now, that you need to make an argument that says there's a niche that is not being filled and my book could do it. And the best way to do that, I mean, you can assume that the publisher will know that, but that's a major assumption. And if you really want to make your argument, I mean, why leave things to chance if you want to get the book published?
Mm-hmm.
But then you're right. What you do is you do an outline of your book about what it covers that makes it unique. You do a table of contents to say this is what the book would look like,
mm-hmm.
and you do a sample chapter. So you're not leaving much to chance.
Okay. I appreciate all of that information. And then I have, dare I ask you the other questions, because it's recommended that you find somebody who's really famous and well-known to read the book and perhaps make a statement if there is a statement to make.
Well, I mean, usually that's called a blurb. And sometimes a publisher will do that. I suppose you can do it ahead of time, but I mean, it certainly never hurts. But I think that a blurb in and of itself will probably not get a book published unless that person's willing to walk it to their publisher, and that tends to be, or their agent, and agents tend to slap you to the curb if you do things like that. Publisher may or may not do it, but I think that's your book is going to rise or fall on the value of the book. Getting somebody with some kind of cachet to endorse it doesn't hurt, but I think it's a very secondary kind of thing. That your book needs to be able to be, for example, getting Hillary to say, this is, everything I learned from Judy about politics, might help once the book was publishable, but I think to get it published, unlikely unless she's willing to walk it to her publisher.
Okay. So,
I think it doesn't hurt, but I don't think it's the primary thing to do. That then blurbs tend to be done after the book is ready to be published. It's part of the marketing campaign.
Okay. I appreciate all your information. Thank you.
Alrighty, you're most welcome. Greg, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Greg. What's on your mind?
I've been together for 10 years, been married for 5 years. We have a 2-year-old child, me and my wife, and she has feelings for a male coworker, and I don't know how to deal with it.
And she told you this?
Yes.
What does she want to do about it?
She doesn't know.
Well, I mean, that puts you in sort of a wretched position, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do the two of you, are the two of you living together at this moment?
Yes.
Are you having sex?
No.
Why not?
It's difficult.
On your part?
Yeah.
When did she tell you this?
A couple weeks ago.
How was your relationship before then?
I thought good.
How often did you have sex up until 2 weeks ago?
Probably 4 or 5 times a month.
Okay.
We worked opposite shifts.
You work what? Opposite shifts.
Yes.
It sounds like the two of you were not spending a lot of time with each other before this happened, yes?
Right.
What does she want to do?
She doesn't know. She needs time to think.
What does that mean? What are you supposed to do in the meantime?
Just kind of be supportive and respect that. Give her space.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I would say to her, look, I don't know why. Has she done anything about this feelings with the other guy?
She's going to talk to a counselor.
Look, I think what I would do in your particular place, I think she's put you in an impossible situation. If you get mad, she's going to say, see, Greg, you're no good. I'm going to go to this other guy. That if you just sort of sit around waiting, I mean, what's in that for you? I think what I would say is, listen, I love you dearly. I think the two of us have gotten very careless about this relationship. I think a new relationship is the world's easiest thing to do. Having a flirtation, you know, having an affair is really easy. Being a spouse is really hard. We've been with each other for a long time. We have a child. We have a mortgage. We haven't been very careful about this marriage. I think, wife of mine, you have to decide one of two things. You have to either decide to stay away from this guy and to commit to this marriage and work on it with me, or that you can't do that right now, at which point I think you have to move out. And I don't know what you do about the 2-year-old, and I think that's the complicating factor. But I think sitting there being kind of a placemat, Greg, I think is a very bad idea. I think it gets you absolutely nothing. At some point you're going to get angry, and your anger is not going to be very helpful. I mean, it's not very hard to have feelings for somebody that you don't know very well when you've let a marriage get a little bit stale. So I think she has to decide at this moment that she's willing to work on this relationship or not. If not, I think she has to make arrangements to move out. If she is, then I think she has to make arrangements to stay away from this dude. And I don't know what that means, changing her job or what that entails, and work with you. But I think that she has to decide that, and she has to decide it pretty quickly.
Okay.
And I know there's a part of you that thinks, well, if I'm a really nice guy, she'll understand what a nice guy I am, and then she'll come back to me. But I don't think that's feasible. I don't think that's how it's going to work. That you don't want to be put in a position where you're having to wait this out. The first time she's 10 minutes late, you're going to assume that they're having an affair, you're going to get mad at her, and it's just going to blow up on you. So I think she has to decide, either I'm willing to commit to this relationship, and the two of us have to work on this marriage and figure out a way to be on the same shift, maybe, and take care of the child. Or if not, then we have to figure out a way to co-parent the child, and you go do what you're going to do, but I'm not going to sit around waiting. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you weren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, today we're talking about not only your relationships, your life, but your cartoon figures and why you like them. And the fun thing for me, though, is I keep harping on the fact that we didn't ask people why they liked particular cartoon figures. But I'm sort of supplying some of the interpretation. But it still is fun because they're so evocative that, you know, most of us know most of the cartoon. They really are shared icons. And it turns out different societies have different cartoon figures. Although Mickey Mouse is pretty ubiquitous, I suppose, because of Disneyland. But that most societies have their own cartoon figures. And it turns out, did you know that different societies have different sounds like for cats? Like ours is meow. And I don't remember exactly what they are in French and German. I knew them both, and I think Russian at one point. But they're not the same sound. It turns out that the cats speak English and French and German, and they're all a little different. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Now you do. Now when there's a Trivial Pursuit question, which I can't imagine there would be, you'll be able to just shine. All right, let's go back to cartoon figures. See if we can finish those up this hour.
America says Donald Duck. Tracy says Curious George.
Curious George, I guess, was a cartoon. I know he was a stuffed animal. We love Curious George, but the movie that was part animation, was that Curious George? No, that was Paddington Bear, which is different. Paddington Bear, they did a movie last year with Paddington Bear, which was actually kind of cute. But partially, it was like Roger Rabbit. It was partially, remember Bob Hopkins? It was partially animation and partially real people, which I guess are pretty hard to do. Roger Rabbit was the first one. Jessica Rabbit was the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they did Garfield a couple of years ago, too.
Didn't work quite as well.
Right, yeah.
You got a call. I will shuck and jive while you answer the phone call.
Ella says Snoopy, by the way. That was the next one.
Snoopy. We love Snoopy. And as I said, the Charlie Brown movie, which I think my understanding is the first of the movies, that they've been on television before, but this will be the first movie in the movie theaters. And it's already, as I said, getting a big push at the movie theater I was at last night. They have big posters and the bench. So you can go sit. Maybe I'll try, the next time I'm at that theater, I'll take a picture and put it on Facebook for y'all. Or put it on the website. Or both. All right, I can do that. 855-993-7569. Trish, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How may I help?
Well, I called about a year ago. I called in regards to my daughter, who we were concerned about her drinking. She was in college. She was 21. And you suggested we do an intervention, which we did. it took a little bit to do, but we did get her friends, who were initially the ones that mentioned their concern. So mixed with our concern, we had the intervention. We thought things went pretty well. She seemed to kind of turn it around. Fast forward now, we're getting ready to go back to college, and she's, my daughter, has expressed to me that she is not really happy at the college that she's at. I suspect it has something to do with the environment she's in. So we've talked about the fact that any college environment may bring on the feeling she's having, not just say that specific college. But I think her drinking is still a concern for us, mainly because I sensed that she's not telling us. I don't want to say not telling us. It's just a concern for my husband and I.
All right, let's go through a little bit of time. You mentioned a year ago you did an intervention. What's happened?
Right.
Has she been away at school in the last year? Has she been at home? What's been the situation in the last year?
She was away at school, and we thought for the most part things went well. No drinking incidents, anyways, that we know of. But we're not at college. But
sure.
There was nothing.
Does she live on campus or off campus?
Off campus.
Okay. Were the friends that were concerned with her still in her life?
Yes.
Have you heard anything from them?
No. No.
Well,
because they go to separate colleges, so...
Okay. Well, but presumably, have they been around her at all in the last year?
Yes.
Well, presumably, if they were concerned, if they called up once and said, we're really worried about this, it's certainly not unreasonable to assume if there'd been a problem, they might have called again. I don't think you can count on that 100%, but it sounds like, the hard thing to do is to sound the alarm the first time. The second time, you've already done it once. So, and how are her grades at school?
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent. She does well.
All right. So what is she doesn't want to go back to school at this. She's what, going into her junior year?
Senior year.
Okay. Is there a boy involved?
Yes, and they broke up. And okay. I think that's kind of been the tailspin of maybe not wanting to go back. But when I tried to talk to her about it, she said, "I never said I didn't want to go back." It's like, okay, but you did. But whatever. I just.
Well, if you said to her at this moment, "Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what I can do to help you." What do you think she'd say?
I think she'd say she wants to go back, but I think it's tainted with the fact that she's so close to her bachelor's degree.
Well, that's okay. That's a perfectly good reason to hang into something you're really not crazy about because you see the end in sight. How many, do you just have the one kid, Trish?
No, two.
What's the age of the other one?
24.
And already out of school and doing fine?
Yeah, grad school.
Okay.
Doing very well.
Okay. All right. So let's tackle this on at least two different levels. So she's been home over the summer?
Yes.
And what has she done over the summer?
Working a lot. I've encouraged her to do an internship in the field that she wants, which is psychology.
Right.
But she knows she'd have to continue on, obviously, and go to grad school. So we said, if you want to go to grad school, shouldn't, and here we are still coaching her, and I don't want to be, I want to help without pushing. So I said, you know, maybe you should be doing an internship. So she did an internship with troubled kids, and I think it scared her, and I think she's now wanting to do something totally different than what she went to school initially for.
Well, then that's not a terrible thing to learn. I've shared before that in medical school, I was with kids who had literally, since they were 5 years old, decided they wanted to be doctors, either because their fathers were, their grandfathers were, or for whatever reason. They've gone all the way through high school, through college, done pre-med, and we're now graduating from medical school and hated medicine. And if you think your daughter is having a crisis, let me tell you about somebody who for the last 15 or 20 years has decided one thing and now figured out they're not capable of doing it. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. When we come back, let's focus on how to help her now, about the drinking, and what she wants to do with the rest of her life. All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.